Blog Talk Radio.
So the Pizza Hut $10 Tastemaker has any three toppings you want?
It's the best delivery deal around. Can't put a price on that.
Actually, you can. It's only $10.
Actually, it's only $10.
The large three-topping $10 Tastemaker.
No, Pizza the Hut.
It's you.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can call in at 516-453-9133. Be sure to press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Hello, everyone. I'm Ava Holly. For those of you that don't know me, I've been in radio since my college days at Penn State. I'm a singer-songwriter, international blogger, and now international radio host. I'm an author, designer, and founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. We have some cool things moving forward, including our charitable Ava's Eye Bags and more to come. So stay tuned with us, and we are so happy to be here tonight on the WBN. And our special guest tonight is Marco Panting of Mr. Panting Productions. And Mr. Panting is no stranger to the WBNN. He's been a guest before. He's been behind the scenes with us before. He's worked with guests with us before. And wait till you hear what he's up to now. So I'm really excited and honored to have you on the show. Marco, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm good, and I'm so excited to have you on as a guest because there's just so much that's going on in your life that other people need to hear. But we're going to talk a little bit tonight about mentors and the people that inspire us. So tell us a little bit about you.
I have my own production company. I do photography, videos, films, short films. I also have a power washing company, and now I just became a power professional working with kids at school.
With power professional, you work with special needs kids, correct?
It could be mix of kids. Mainly special needs kids, but it could be a mix of kids.
That's pretty interesting. I know that's something that just happened for you, so that's kind of cool that you're going to now become a mentor for some other kids. And I know you're an entrepreneur, and I heard you say you have a power washing company?
Yes, I just opened it like 2 months ago.
That is awesome. So, boy, you're just meeting people everywhere, aren't you? I know this is a little difficult topic to talk about, but I like to talk a little bit about your mentor and what he meant to you, because I know that the listeners will really enjoy hearing this. And the gentleman's name is David Von Rome, and he's worked on many films, so Marco will tell us a little bit about that. However, David has recently passed on, and I know that was very difficult for you, Marco. So if you want to share a little bit about David and what he's done and what he's meant to you, that would be great.
So David was a filmmaker, director. He worked on a lot of films that you probably seen and never knew about him. He also had a production company with Willie Nelson. He produced Willie Nelson music videos. He did a lot of production work and films. If you haven't seen the movie, I think it was either Spider-Man. He was a taxi driver in Spider-Man. I didn't see him, but that's something he told me, and he showed me the part. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, he was a filmmaker. He was also a teacher, a professor. Very smart guy, hardworking, very nice heart, you know, humble guy. He could have the most horrible days of his life and he would still be happy. You know, he was always happy, motivational every time. Just overall a great, humble, hardworking guy, you know?
And isn't he the one that got you into film and stuff?
Yeah, well, it happened when I was in high school. First in high school, back like in 2014, I went to a public high school near my house, and then I decided to transfer out to a charter school, which was a performing arts school. And, you know, they have like film, animation, musical theater, dance, vocal, you know, and I decided to do film. I was, like, into photography at the time. I was, like, the photographer of the school. So then once I moved to Charter Tech, I met Rome, you know, and ever since we clicked, you know, we stuck together. He always motivated me, you know, he always said I would do good, you know, just always next to me, you know, he never gave up on me. And, you know, he was just always with me, you know. You know, I saw him as a best friend, you know, and he seemed sometimes even a father figure, you know, me and him got so close, you know, so ever since that, yeah, he introduced me into film. He taught me how to edit, you know, he taught me how to, you know, film, how to use a camera. You know, I didn't know what lighting was. I didn't know what, you know, what ISO was. I didn't know what aperture was. I didn't know nothing about camera, you know. He introduced me to all of that, you know. He just opened a bunch of doors for me, and I was just, you know, I was just always with him, you know. Even when I graduated, I stuck with him. He was also a professor at Stockton, and I started helping him at Stockton, and I was doing it like every Tuesdays and Thursdays. I will see him every single week, you know, so we were always together, you know, and he was just my motivation, because, you know, he was going through his things in life, you know, and just, you know, he was going through, you know, maybe not horrible things, but bad things in life, and he still had that heart, nice heart to tell me, you know, to keep motivated and, you know, to continue. He knew that I was going to become big, and, you know, and he was always just motivation, you know. You could never see him sad. You know, there's moments where he was maybe sad, but he was just always, always motivation, you know. And we just stuck together, and, you know, I love him, and I, you know, I see him as my best friend, you know, everything, you know.
I was going to ask you about the work at Stockton. So he was a film professor there? Is that what he did, taught film there?
Yes, he taught film at Stockton, and he introduced me. You know, I was working with him. I helped him a little bit. It was kind of nice because, you know, he had me like his assistant, and it was nice because I was, you know, I'm young myself. You know, I'm only 22, but, you know, it was nice helping these other young, you know, people in college, you know, film. So it was nice. I taught them how to film. I taught them what, I showed them what, you know, what ISO was, you know, the lenses, different lenses. And that's where we film their films and stuff at Stockton. So it was pretty good, you know. Mm-hmm. And he loved it. Well, I was there to help him.
We're going to come back and talk a little more about Rome, as everybody knows him, it's just Rome. And so hang on to those thoughts. Right now we're going to get into a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, our own Brother O.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. Call in and join us at 516-453-9133 as we continue conversations with Marco Panting, Mr. Panting of Mr. Panting Productions. Mr. Panting Power Washing, so excited to hear a little bit about that. Yet let's stay on the topic of our mentors tonight and continue to honor and talk a little bit about Rome. You were talking about so many movies that he's done behind the scenes. I believe he even won an award, right, for his work with Willie Nelson?
It was Willie Nelson's award. But he went and received it for Willie Nelson because Willie Nelson couldn't make it. So he went and received it for him. It was more of like a team effort because they, you know, that's the way they will always work together with, you know. They were always
right.
together as a team, you know. So, he was always – he's – like I said, he was always – a motivation. You know, he always would tell me his stories. You know, he went to California, you know, he was young, just took his car, you know, never had there was times where he didn't even have anything to eat, but you know, he met so many, being in California, he met so many directors and filmmakers. One of them is Peter Bogdanovich that just passed away as well. Which was crazy, you know, they passed away the same year and they knew each other. They're like best of friends, you know, big time director of movies.
Yeah, that's crazy,
so, you know,
right? I was just getting to know Rome through you. We've had some breakfast together and, you know, just getting to start to be a little friendly with him. And, you know, it's a shame that, he's gone now.
Yeah,
he's living inside of you because you're doing so many things because of what he inspired you to do. And, you know, I want you to share some of that with us. Like now you're even going to be teaching, which is something he did. And he did his films on the side, which is something you're going to do. And, you know, I think it's important that that message gets out to people that they need to find someone who inspires them, you know.
Yeah, you know, I want to be like that version of him, you know what I mean? Like, you know, not giving up. And I just want, you know, what he taught me, I want to, you know, practice it more and more and become better every day, you know? And I just, you know, he loved teaching, you know, he was an educator. He loved school as well. I mean, I think he got his, I think he had his master's and he was going for his doctorate. He loved school. Just a person that just, you know, you never forget, you know, cause they, you know, that's the one person that built you, you know, or made you, you know, that, you know, or found your talent, you know, because I didn't know, you know, what I was doing at first, you know, at the film class, I didn't know anything, you know, and he brought me under his wing and taught me everything, you know, editing,
right.
You know, what cameras were, and he just always, you know, ever since we just clicked, you know, and since, you know, since the last day I was with him, you know, he told me
sure.
He was sick and, you know, he didn't think he was going to make it and, you know, not much people, you know, knew about it, but I was close to him. He told me everything, you know. He was just like best friends, brothers, you know, father figure.
Mm-hmm.
He was just everything to me, you know. It was crazy, you
wow.
know, because we just had that connection. It was, you know, I can't even explain it, but we just had that connection, you know.
Yeah.
You know, this year was
yeah,
hard
he,
for me.
He just passed
mom.
Away not too long ago. It was only, what,
yeah.
like a couple of months now, right?
Yeah, it's been like 4 months now.
Yeah. Well, we've got a caller on the line, so let's get to our caller, and we will come back with more. Caller number one, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, yo, you know who this is, don't you? Come on, Adrian. You know what? First of all, I got some stuff to say. First thing I want to say is I love the fact that you put on the Philly Icon music duo of Hall & Oates, all right? That's number one. Those guys are beautiful. Number two, Ava Holly, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you related to Buddy Holly?
No.
Yo.
I like Buddy Holly. Or I did like him.
I just lost 10 bucks.
You're so funny.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the official Philadelphia Rocky Balboa impersonator, tribute artist, however you want to name it, Mr. John Monforto himself. Thank you, John, for calling in. So what's going on with you, John Monforto?
I'm listening to some really neat stuff on your radio show. That's what's going on. I loved your topic about mentors, and I was going to make a few jokes about it, but you know what? It's a serious thing. And doing what we do, like I have an opportunity as an entertainer to do exactly what your topic discusses tonight, and that is as Rocky. Let me give you an example. As Rocky, through the SAG-AFTRA union, I donated my time to go to the inner city schools dressed as Rocky and to, you know, get into, did you ever hear that program, Reading is Fundamental?
Yes.
It's RIF. Yeah, they have the big book buses out there, the bookmobiles. I would go to these schools and I would just spend maybe a couple hours in different classrooms reading to these kids. And they loved it. And you're touching each and every one of them. Now, you know, I'm not a mentor per se, but I am giving these guys some opportunities and giving them, you know, showing them that, hey, reading is important. You don't know how you're affecting these kids. It's beautiful.
That's right.
I love it. Yeah.
And in a way, you are a mentor, and you're somebody that inspires others, you know, when you do that.
Yes. And Mr. Panting, good evening, sir.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. Listen, I need somebody to power wash my house. Can you come help me over here? Come on.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys met before?
Have you guys met
before? I don't remember if you guys met yet or not, but you will. Thank you so much for calling in. When is your show, John?
Oh, my gosh. My show is next Thursday night. Yeah, next Thursday.
Okay, so you follow me. Jerry perceives me and you follow me. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to keep them straight. I can't keep anything straight anymore. John Monforto is just a fabulous person inside and out. Yet you have to visit him, check out his pages on Facebook, go see him. Not only does he do Rocky, he does Elvis, he sings, he's got the most beautiful voice, and he's such a great guy. I'm so honored that you called in tonight. Thanks, John.
You're welcome, Ava. Have a great night. Thank you. God bless.
You too. Take care.
All right.
Marco, you have to get to meet John. I'm not sure if you met him yet or not. Yet we will make that happen. You guys will get along great together. So talking a little bit about mentors. So John was talking about going into schools to read. That's something I like to do also. And different things that we can do to inspire our youth today. I know you're all about that, Marco. Do you have an idea of what you might like to do down the road, like to, you know, inspire more people, or do you want to do that through your films, or what do you think about, you know, what you want to do to inspire? And you already do that too.
I would like to do more of like bullying films, and that was one thing that Rome always liked, because that was one of my first ever films I did for high school, and it was about bullying, you know, and I always liked that. I always thought of that topic because I went through it, you know. You know, I came from another country when I was little. I didn't know English, you know, I got bullied, you know, I was short, you know, all of that stuff, you know. So I always liked that topic because a lot of kids that, you know, get bullied, you know, for sometimes dumb things, you know, just being short, just because, you know, or just because they have special needs or whatever, you know, it's just a big topic. And I feel like the bullying has to be, because it doesn't even happen through kids. It happens through teachers. And I went through that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, teachers are the ones that start it, not even the kids, you know. You can't fault the kids because, you know, they're the one, they learn it from something, you know. They're just not going to do it, you know, for do it, you know. They're going to, they, you know, the teacher, I've experienced where, you know, teachers are the ones that have started it, you know. And I feel like that needs to be talked more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that it sometimes, most of the time, it starts by a teacher and not by the kid. You know, the kids are the ones that then continue it, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, hold on to that. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And right now we're going to get to another track by our international Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. Welcome back, everyone. This is The Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Welcome back, everyone. Before we get back to Mr. Panting, we have another caller on the line. So caller number 2, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ricardo Richard with Trenton Makes, calling in from Trenton. I just wanted to say that I've been enjoying the show, especially, so I commend the guests, you know, just for, I also work with kids too, so I know how challenging that could be. So Sacramento for that and just also start a new business. But mentors, I think, is important. So I think that's good. I think, like, this, I come from the city of Trenton, so it's kind of more of an urban city. And I feel like we're kind of missing that in the city. And I feel like coming up, we had, like, after-school programs and mentoring programs and all kind of different things to kind of help the youth. And I feel like with this generation, it's kind of dropped the ball. So I think in any way, like, we could, if we could get back to that, I mean, I think that's good because – I feel like mentors, they kind of bridging a gap, especially if some people didn't grow up, you know, with uncles or fathers or mothers or, you know, it's important to have that, you know, it's just really, really important. So I would say my high school teacher, she was a mentor to me. She, like, took me to church. She taught me about God. And I would say she was, like, kind of like a spiritual or a surrogate mother. So I would say I'm all for mentors, positive mentors, of course.
Right, of course, of course. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I love your show, by the way. When are you on again?
Thank
Do you know?
June, I believe it's June the 20th. I'll be back on.
Okay, well, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, of course.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Mr. Panting, so Ricardo was touching on, you know, mentors in your life for people that might not have, you know, a mom or a dad growing up. But I think that mentors come in all forms. I mean, even if you have a mom or dad growing up, sometimes there's tension. Sometimes there's not. But mentors can come in at any time in your life, right? And just help you through something different that you might be going through, you know? Don't you feel that same way?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes a lot of kids don't have, you know, that father figure or that mother figure, you know, and they need somebody to talk to, you know, somebody to be with them, you know? I mean, you still have your mom and your dad at home, but all they're doing is working, you know? I mean, you can't blame them, you know, they're trying to work, you know, to make your life, you know, your life better, but, you know, sometimes you don't have that one person to talk to, you know, and having that one mentor, even in school, that's why, I mean, I love and respect teachers. I graduated and I still kept in connection with a lot of my teachers because, you know, they took care of me, you know, mm-hmm. you know, they kept me safe, you know, a lot of things, you know, and you gotta, you know, they're your mothers, your fathers for, you know, every day, you know?
I think you're
the ones taking care of you all your life till you're 18.
Right. And I think that, you know, when you're growing up, you know, they even say the first people in your lives are your parents and the next people in your lives are your teachers. You know, you spend most of your time with them every day sometimes, you know, and we used to say in the theater, you try coaches, you try, you know, different directors, you try teachers, you try people on like their clothing and you find the one that fits you the best. So, you know, when you find that mentor, that person that you connect with, it's important that you know, that stays on with you. I mean, you were talking about bullying. It's such a big topic, you know, and when you have a mentor to help you through that, it's so much better. It's so much easier to get through the difficult times, right?
Yeah, well, through high school, you know, I went through bullying till I was like maybe till eighth grade, maybe, and then when I got to high school, you know, I got more comfortable. You know, I was growing up, I got into like this other teacher of mine. We'll talk about her another time. But this other teacher mm-hmm. of mine, I have a whole bunch of, you know, people that have got me to where I'm at now. You know, and it's very it's all motivation. You know, I feel like there were angels that were put, you know, from God to be in my life. So when mm-hmm. I was in high school, you know, I started getting better. You know, I felt better of myself. You know, I started doing more things in high school. Freshman year, I went around. This teacher got me hooked up with, you know, taking pictures of the sport teams and, you know, volunteering at community stuff. And, you know, and once that's when I hit sophomore year, I left that public school and went to Charter Tech. And, you know, having Mr. Rome was just like a relief, you know, because I was just always with him. You know, I was happy to go to film class. You know, that was like my best class I love, you know. It took me like, you know, I wasn't as shy anymore. I was more in camera. You know, a lot of people were looking, you know, to me, you know, on how to use a camera, or they wanted me to do their films, or they wanted me to edit their films, you know, and it was great, you know. You felt so much better of yourself, and even having those teachers or mentors in your life, you know, even through high school, it's good, you know. It's very good, you know. It's a beautiful thing, you know, and it's amazing. You know, Mr. Rome is like, you know, I wasn't afraid as much anymore. I wasn't shy as much anymore because I had him in my life. You know, he would talk to me more. You know, he would motivate me. And I felt so much better, you know, of myself, you know, having him through my high school years. You know, it made my high school years more like, you know, fast, you know, and not like, you know, like the bullies were in a way, you know, like people were looking for me, you know, instead of like, you know, me getting bullied before, you know, they were looking for me on how to, you know, do pictures, take videos, you know. Then I opened my production company when I was 16. So a lot of people were like, you know, oh, that's the young kid with the business, you know. And, you know, then I started getting through another month for film, and it was a nice thing, you know. It's a beautiful thing, you know. It's just finding
that. And now you're doing some great things.
Beautiful.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're doing now. I mean, you've got some regular gigs that you do in New York Fashion Week and things like that. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah, well, right now I do a lot of like events, like, you know, city events or fashion shows. Like, I work for one of the designers in New York. Her name is Amina. She goes like around the world. I do her videos I do her red carpet video once a month to help her out. Just this past weekend, I did some pictures for the mayor in Atlantic City for the gala event that he did. And I do pretty much a lot of events, you know, like city events or private events. I'm going to help one of – it's crazy that, you know, after, you know, my mentor, you know, Miss Rome passing away, it's like – all the people that he knew have gotten to, like, get connected with me, and then they want to work with me. They want me to help them with their films and stuff, you know. So, like, one of his ex-student that he had, like, 15 years ago, she got connected with me, and she's doing a film right now, and I'll be helping her with production as a production assistant in her film, so that's pretty cool. So I'm trying to stay more busy, you know, trying to do more film stuff because that's most of what I like, you know. But, you know, sometimes I got to do events here and there, small ones, you know, but mainly I want to do more films. Before Mr. Rome passed away, we were working on a film with a director in New Jersey, which is pretty cool. It was with an actor called Peter Green, another actor called John McGregor, I think he is. He was in the movie The Muppets. I think he was the main character of The Muppets. You know, so I just keep busy with films, and, you know, I try to keep motivated, you know, more. And I actually want to do my own film as well pretty soon, which you probably know about. I talked to you about before. just doing more films and keeping what I learned from Rome, you know, my mentor, keeping every single thing he taught me, you know, and he would always just tell me, you're going to do great. You're going to do great. You know, he's like, you're just like me, a hustler, you know, a hard worker. And, you know, we just always clicked, and, you know, I keep busy, you know, doing films, small events. You know, now I'm doing the power washing now, and plus I'm going to be teaching, which is pretty cool because Rome like teaching, you know, and I feel like I'm continuing, you know, I feel like I'm going to be mentoring these kids, you know, motivating them, you know, taking care of them, you know, it's your priority, you know.
Right.
So it's great, you know, I feel good, you know, I feel like I'm following, you know, I'm doing what he was doing, you know, and continuing his legacy, you know. Just keep your motivation, you know, because it's not that, you know, it's hard, you know, it's hard losing someone.
I'm really enjoying talking about, you know, this topic with you, because I know it's all about you to inspire and motivate, you know, young people coming up today. And I think you're like my daughter. You have an old soul in there. And it's so nice that, you know, people are looking up to you. So hold that thought. We're going to get to another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, our own Brother O.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. You know, I'm so honored to be a host with WBNN. It's just, it's been great, and I'm so looking forward to growing with the network and getting to know the other hosts. And there are hosts from all over. So I'm really appreciative of all the callers and the hosts. And I hope you get to know us. And you can do that by calling in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation and get to know us a little bit. And speaking of that, we have another caller on the line. So caller 3, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Ava. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia.
Mo Garman, how are you, sweetheart?
I am doing great. I wanted to call in and support your show. Your guest is very interesting. I'm enjoying the conversation all about mentors. And I agree with him. It's important to inspire people in all areas of life, especially mm-hmm. I like the comments you made about bullying. Great conversation. And I really had no idea that teachers started that. I thought that was a key point, you know, that he made. So thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in, Mo. We appreciate you. When is your next show?
My next show is Friday, June 17th.
Well, we look forward to hearing you and hearing your show, and thank you so much for calling in and supporting. It's so appreciated.
You're very welcome. I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of your show.
All righty. Thank you. Have a great night. So, Mr. Panting, we are back to you. And, you know, Mo brought up a good point about bullying. We only touched on that, you know, a little bit. I mean, I don't even know if there's listeners out there that understand how serious a problem that is, that kids are committing suicide from people bullying them. And I think it's important that people like yourself, younger people coming up, that, you know, are recognizing this and bringing it out there. And like you said, we need to talk about it more. So, you know, how do you get through that? I mean, do you have kids that talk with you about this topic?
I know a few little kids like that I know. I mean, my little cousin is actually going through that right now, you know, and I tell him to, you know, stick up and try to say things, you know. But I mean, what I think sometimes is that not even the teachers are there to, like, you know, they protect you, of course, but, like,
mm-hmm.
sometimes teachers don't take it seriously because they don't see it happen. But when they see it
right.
happen is when they do something. So I feel like they're not even safe for even telling a teacher sometimes, because the teacher won't even believe it. You know, they would think that it's just, you know, because that's what he tells me. You know, he says he tells a teacher and, you know, they don't say anything. They just say they can't do anything because they didn't see it, you know. And I'm telling him, then, you know, you just got to keep saying it, you know. You can't really do anything if the teacher isn't, you know. But, yeah, he tells me, you know, he's like, he gets bullied and, you know, because he's, you know, he's a skinny kid. And, you know, it's just, you know, another kid that I know, too, you know, he says he gets bullied as well. And I'm like, you know, just try to say something, you know. But like I mentioned a lot of times, is that the teachers won't believe it. And that's what a lot of times happens. You know, the teachers won't believe it unless they see it on their own.
Yeah, and I think they pick on people that they know that they know won't stand up for themselves. So, you know, once they're taught by a mentor to say something or stand up for themselves, the bullies kind of go away, you know. And, you know, they play on those that what they consider weaker when they're the weak ones themselves, you know. So it's important that it's important that we keep this topic on people's lips, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up. So, so you talked a little bit about Samina. We have to get Samina on the show one of these days. She's just a wonderful person, and I know you'll be doing New York Fashion Week with her. And are you still working on the film that Rome was working on before he passed, or is that, like, stopped right now? I don't remember what you said.
No, we're not working on that right now. But we are somebody created like a group on Facebook for people that have either worked with him or were students of his. And so it's pretty nice because a lot of them are working on films and they're like dedicating to him, you know, and it's so beautiful seeing that, you know, they're posting pictures with him. Like one guy posted a picture of him and Peter Bogdanovich in like, you know, a movie set. And it's pretty cool, you know, because he was around so many famous people, but he didn't know, you know, no one knew, you know, he was just that secret guy and he, that, you know, he hanged out with cool people, you know, and I'm like, oh man, I wish I was there, you know.
But, you know, I think the Nelson family sent some stuff to the funeral, right? Or you're becoming a little bit close with them through Romalta, right?
I mean, Willie Nelson loved them a lot, you know. After Mr. Rome passed away, I was able to talk with Willie Nelson's, one of Willie Nelson's ex-wife and his daughter, the one was Amy Nelson, which was pretty cool, you know, because, you know, I didn't talk to them before, you know, and then once Mr. Rome passed away, you know, they kept in touch with me, you know, and I mean, they saw the post I did with Mr. Rome and, you know, but it was pretty cool, you know, because now I like, you know, now I know the Nelsons, you know, and,
yeah, that's,
you know, they,
cool.
They want to do things to, you know, inspire, you know, they do a lot of things that they inspire. I like the Nelsons a lot because they do a lot of things to inspire youths and, you know, take care of. Willie Nelson is a big advocate for animals, if you guys didn't know. He loves animals, which Mr. Rome loved the animals as well, and that's how, you know, Willie Nelson and Mr. Rome got so well together because what Mr. Rome loved animals. I don't know if you remember at the funeral you were with me, where this lady talked about Mr. Rome, you know, rescuing, I don't know how many dogs.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yep.
And, you know, it was an amazing thing. And him and Willie were a big advocate of that, you know, rescuing animals. And Willie has a lot of rescued animals in his farm, if you guys didn't know about that either. But yeah, it's pretty cool, you know. Now I know Amy Nelson, which is his daughter. She was pretty close to Rome as well. They were really good friends, you know. So it's pretty cool, you know. He passed away, and then I get all these, you know, these people, you know, talking to me and trying to do things with me, and it's very nice because they're all doing these things in honor of him, you know. And like I mentioned,
find it
was always that secret.
I find it interesting that, you know, even after his passing, he's still connecting people. You know, there's things happening because of him, which is, you know, an honor to his legacy and an honor to him, you know, and that you're keeping that legacy up for him, you know. So,
well, yeah.
All right, we're
going to
get into
it. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And a lot of people that I talk to, you know, they say of how good-hearted he was, you know, and how humble and how nice he was. And, you know, that's what I love the most about him, you know. He could be sad, and he's the number one to motivate you. He was always the number one to motivate you, and that's the most what I loved about him.
Well, that's how people that inspire behave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So hold that thought. We're going to get into another track, and thank you for sharing all of that. So hang on. We got a track next coming up by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. This is the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. Welcome back. Got to give it up for Hall & Oates and to Brother O spinning those great tunes for us tonight in between. I love Hall & Oates. I loved that last one, too. We used to dance the night away to that one, right? All right. We've got a caller on the line. Caller 4 is in queue. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Oh, okay.
Hello, I'm having some trouble hearing you.
Hey, Ava.
Yes, who is this?
Antonia Betts. How are you tonight?
Oh, hello. How are you, Antonia? How are you?
Oh, coming along, thank you, and I appreciate your asking. But I'm
thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, I'm so happy that Mo had came on to support your guest and commend him on what he's doing. As a matter of fact, about the issue of bullying, some people don't realize that bullying doesn't stop in only adolescent years. You have adults that specialize almost in bullying. And with him getting tour, maybe he can reach out to some of them as well.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, and that is so true, and thank you so much for calling in. When is your next show?
You're welcome. My next show is scheduled, if I'm not mistaken, on June 13th, the year, of course, 2022, and it'll be at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Monday evening. Thank you for asking.
Well, oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in, and we look forward to your show coming up. And, I appreciate your comment. Thank you. Mr. Panting, what do you think about that, you know, bullying, staying on that subject of bullying in the adult world as well? Because I was thinking about that during the music, and it's funny that Antonia mentioned that, because it happens all the time. It happens with adults, too. So, you know, what's your take on that?
I wouldn't certainly call it bullying. I mean, it's more of like, you know, in certain ways, you know, it's like adults fight more and like, you know, who's better, you know, who has the most money, or like, you know, who's doing better than you. You know, me and you have seen that multiple times. You know, I noticed that when I've been to events, and I've noticed that in people, you know, and it's like they either look at you bad because they're better than you, you know. I don't really consider it bullying. I don't think so. I mean, would you consider it bullying? I wouldn't consider it bullying in adults.
You know, kind of borders on harassment, jealousy, harassment, you know, things like
jealousy,
that.
Yeah, you know,
it's
and
a
who's
shame
better,
to see that.
You know, and, you know, it's just, in adults, it happens a lot, you know, but I wouldn't consider it bullying. I would consider it more of like jealousy, you know, or who's better, or who has the more money, or, you know, who has the best car, you know, whose company
it's
is
so
better,
stupid.
You know.
It's just so stupid.
Like, I don't know if you remember what happened a few months ago or a year ago with a realtors convention in Atlantic City. I don't know if you heard about it. All these realtors started fighting, you know, and it's because they were
I do remember
fighting
that.
On whom,
crazy.
Know, it's crazy.
Just crazy, right?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Panting, we are so proud and honored to have you on the show tonight. Thank you for always pinching in and being there when we need you, and it's important to have that. So we really look up to you for that, and I know others look up to you as well. Give us your final thoughts before we get into wrapping up a little bit. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
I would like to say make your bed.
That's
a big start of the day. I mean, I can't get out of my room without making my bed, you know. I feel like that's my main accomplishment of the day.
There's actually a video
online
you can watch about that.
Yeah, a military guy. Yeah. There's multiple ones. You know, other than that, you know, stay positive, you know, don't give up. Keep following your dreams, you know. You know, with COVID, you know, me and you are pretty close, you know what I've been through, and, you know, I didn't want to do anything, you know, I was so down, and now, like, you know, I feel so motivated, you know, even with losing my mentor, Mr. Rome, it motivates me as well, to continue more and, make him proud. I know that he sees me from heaven, I can consider him as my guardian angel, even if he's not here, I know that he's with me. It's been very hard, but, just stay positive. Don't give up, know.
Make your bed.
And make your bed. It's a great start.
All right. Well, hang on. We're going to get to Ngozi time, everyone. Here is your mother's and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
First of all, I really love what Marco said about making your bed. Something I taught my son, and he follows through with it. Because if you can't make your bed, you can't adjust and make something out of your life. This is something that was taught by my father, my grandfather was taught my dad. And there's no way in the world. To me, it makes me feel nasty. If I get out, get up out in the morning. First of all, nothing, too. Shout out to Rashish, one of my great, great friends. He's also a Singh. He's a Sikh, in the Hindu religion, And he taught me to rest. Take a rest. So I say, don't just get out of bed. When you wake, when you open your eyes, lay there. Concentrate on your thoughts, concentrate on your moves and strategies for the new day that, Almighty is giving you. And after that, you can move to another direction. So that's a beautiful thing in itself. So I want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery tonight for an outstanding show by Ava Holly. And make your bed, folks. And also, be a mentor. I've been blessed to be able to mentor a whole lot of people, especially our commissioners that have been coming through this level. Send a shout out to our first ever commissioner, Honey Bakatoon, Jerry Petito, Angela Thomas Smith, Ebony Darn Starks, and of course our newest commissioner now, Dr. Chinchilla Jay. And she's been doing a great job, giving Ngozi time. So a lot of people go, "Oh man, we miss you." Calm down. Our new commissioner's going to be doing Ngozi time. I'll be sitting back doing more of the techniques and trying to get this thing rolling, make sure the mics are right, make sure we're not fading out. It is what it is. It's my job as producer. And, the light and the load, I know everybody likes to hear my voice, but the light and the load, I have my commissioner doing Ngozi time. She's not able to do it tonight because she's doing her own podcast on Cries of Innocence tonight, but I'm here to do it for myself. And, of course, tomorrow night right here at WBNN, we have Missy Davis and Strictly Business, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. And, of course, we're on Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_Time. Ola Dele Malay, we go to your Facebook. Any comments, suggestions on welcome program tonight? Ola Day Later, and goes to mind@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, when Ngozi saying goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there in our force area. I support us with constant basis tonight. And now, the next 2 minutes of the program, you have Ava Holly.
Thank you, Brother O. Such a pleasure to know you. We just love you. Mr. Panting, just before we get off the air, tell us how we can find you if people want to talk to you further about this. How do they find you?
Yes, you can either send me a friend request on my personal Facebook, which is Marco Panting. Or you can either also give a like on my Mr. Panting Productions page on Facebook. And I also got my Mr. Panting Power Washing on there as well on Facebook. And that's the same as thing as well on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you to all the callers in. Thank you to the WBNN and Ngozi Time, Mr. Panting, Marco Panting, and Mr. Panting Productions. I'm Ava Holly. We will see you in 4 weeks. Have a wonderful evening.